Good afternoon, Family First. Nina speaking.
Hi, who do I speak to you about payroll?
Who is your coordinator? Do you know who your coordinator assigned?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Do you know who your coordinator is assigned to you?
I don't have a coordinator because we left the company. So I don't know who I would speak to.
Can I have the client's name that you were assigned to?
Mary, M-A-R-Y.
Uh-huh.
Bear, B-A-E-H-R.
Mary. Okay, I have her file. How can I assist you?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, how can I assist you? I have her file up.
Okay. When we left the company, I somehow lost a day. Because we started with you guys, and then we left you guys and started with the other company the following day, which was a Monday. So I believe I'm owed like a half a day pay.
Hold on, let me see. Is this Joseph?
Yeah.
Okay, let me pull up the last day. Let me pull up this file right fast. Okay. So, did you get your pay stubs?
No, I don't even know how to get the pay stubs at this point.
Okay.
I mean, I do, but I haven't looked at it. But
okay.
Because I'm missing, like, you know, X amount of dollars. It's like somehow, like, a half day has been, like, gone.
Is that your last pay stub?
Yeah, I guess it would be my last pay, yeah. My last day pay.
So, let me explain to you how that works. Your last pay, because services, our last day of services is on the 28th, anything after midnight, we can no longer bill. So if you had an overnight shift, we can't bill from midnight to 10 a.m. because we don't have those hours. That's considered Monday. That's not considered Sunday.
Right. Exactly. So I'm able to have day because I work from 6 p.m. to 10 a.m.
No. We were only able to bill from 6 p.m. until midnight. Anything after midnight is another pay period. It goes into the following week.
Right. I get that. So I was paid for it then.
You was paid from 6 p.m. to midnight.
Because I don't even have so would it be like a day by itself? Or no, that would be my pay?
No. The day after that, when midnight hit, the other agency, they are responsible for billing because we don't have no units for it to bill for the 29th. We only had them for the 28th. So anything after midnight is considered the next day. It's not the same day.
Can you look at that pay stub and see if it was done correctly? Because it seems like I'm missing an awful lot of money, but it was split up between two companies.
I can check.
I'm missing a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Okay, so 12/31, let's see, you were paid 12/28, so you worked 111.25 hours, so pretty much 15. So I can send you your last pay stub.
Okay.
So you actually got paid for the way how the shifts is broken up, that Saturday you work at night, which is 6 p.m. until 10 a.m.,
right.
Keep in mind, when midnight hits, it's considered Sunday.
Right.
So that Sunday, you were paid from midnight to 10 a.m., and you was also paid from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. So you was paid 16 hours on that day.
Okay. So,
the midnight the midnight to 10 a.m., going into the following day, which is Monday, we don't have those units. Y'all discharged out on the on Sunday.
Gotcha. All right, cool. Now, you guys gave us the W-2s, right?
W-2s was mailed out from the main payroll processing department. You should receive them any day now.
Okay, cool. All right, well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
No problem. You're welcome. You take care.
Have a nice weekend.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.